little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party interrupted an argument between Zazriel and Arudi. We rolled for initiative simply to take turns. And as half the party pulls the activated Nightmare Shepherds away from the portal door, allowing the partygoers, the dream attendees, to escape through the portal, the rest of the party brought their attention on Arudi. This is where we find them.
Side. And a lion on the other side, so he doesn't have anywhere to go.
So okay, so well, he can disengage, can't he?
No, he has to meet. He has to use his reaction to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Which he can't move into danger.
Okay, so I was right. I was right here, I believe.
As he runs. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. Okay. He moves into the portal. Okay, never mind. I was like, oh, you're right, I should figure out. No, he just runs away. It's good for him.
He runs behind the portal and sees his other friend very far away and goes, hi. And just kidding. is that Mary next to the portal?
Mary went through it.
Oh, she made it through it before the guards got there.
No. I love that the spellcasters are just like, shoot. Oh.
She's still here.
She's still here.
She's gotta be next to the portal. it's Sasha's turn. The gate is cleared. Her commands have been complete. She turns back towards Zazriel and walks back over. He gives her a nod. As Zazriel is looking intrigued at what's happening over with Arudi in the party. And now it's Arudi's turn. He's going to try the strength save again. Ooh, maybe? No. A 13? He hugs me back. Come on, give me this. You feel wet hit your hands and your arms as he tucks his chin a little further into your embrace. And then he sees the ring.
All right.
And tries to take it off your finger.
Can I give it back?
You could. I rolled a nat one. So he fumbles in his sorrow with the ring. You're able to pull your hand away.
Can I pull it back for a second and be like, why do you need this? Not just like genuinely, like, I want to know what you're going through.
It's the only way I can leave.
And what's out there?
Medusa and Nyx and the remains of my son.
Then why'd you make Medusa in the dream? Because you had to be here? Did you want these gifts?
She doesn't love me anymore.
You told me you weren't a fan of people, and that's why you didn't have a champion.
I'm not, he says. As he begins to stand to his full height, kind of breaking out of your hug.
People who aren't a fan of people would never be this lonely. Can I help? I've done you a great disservice. You don't have any reason, or I deserve no right for you to forgive me. But is there anything I can do to make it better? That won't involve hurting all these people?
Thinks about what you say. And that's his turn. The shepherds both try to make their way back to the gate, but don't make it this turn. The other two stand guard over Rudy still, not taking any hostile action towards Sibba or Godfrey. And we go back to Godfrey. You've heard all of this. You've seen the exchange. I think that might merit another saving throw. You tell me.
It's up to you.
I think it does.
It's a 12.
Okay. What you doing?
You only needed the ring to leave? Why didn't you leave before you lost it? Let's get going. Godfrey will kind of hold his movement to walk with Arudi to the gate.
Yeah. All right. Sibba, as you are looking up this very tall, giant Minotaur, you hear someone behind you in the crowd, the ruckus. Sibba? Sibba?
I'm busy though.
You see the satyr woman.
You're here!
Is that your name?
Yeah, do you remember me? I've been looking for you. You're okay. Oh my god, you're okay.
I know your name. I feel like I should know.
Is she close enough that I can give her a hug? Everyone gets hugs.
Yeah, she's like approaching you.
Oh, I've been wanting this whole time.
She kind of hesitantly hugs you back.
It's the only reason I came to this goddamn dream to begin with. I'm so glad you're all right.
I feel like I should know you, but it's like my brain's filled with water or something.
I feel like Sibba will kind of sense her, like, you know, kind of uneasiness of, like, I don't really know this person, though, and will kind of, like, take a step back for a second and be like, well, we were friends, kind of. Used to draw some pictures for me. We could communicate. I'm glad you got better.
Better?
I'll kind of look at Arudi. He used to throw snakes a lot. I'll look back at the satyr friend.
I hate snakes. Maybe it's not you. But your name's Sibba, right?
Yeah, no, I remember you. Suddenly, you never told me your name, but...
Oh, it's Samantha.
Samantha! Oh, that's great!
Yeah.
I really thought it was Sha-Sha-Sha for a while.
Sha-Sha-Sha? Give me a history check, Sibba.
Okay.
Or intelligence, whichever one you want.
They're both bad. Don't worry about it.
Nat 20. Let's go. Hell yeah.
You get a bonus. You also get your 20. Bonus from Inspired Leader.
You did 23.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Okay, I'm going to give you the information, and then I want you to tell us how and why Zippa puts this together, okay? Because okay. I'm curious.
Zippa's having a very big brain moment at the moment.
Yes. This satyr is here in a dream realm at a party. When you went to come here, you saw lots of satyrs already sleeping. You even saw a few, like, places in the grass where someone had been sleeping and then got up to leave. Like, things had been in a rotation or someone had been here before and left. And you know that the princess was filled with a corruption. Her body was filled with a corruption. And although her mind was still there, you get the sense that maybe Samantha,
gosh dang,
physical being, was corrupted while she was here in the dream realm, and that she's only recognizing you because those two things are still connected somehow.
I think Zippa kind of connects this as she thinks back on these memories. It's kind of like, you know, you see those little videos with like the reminiscent bird noises that are always supposed to, everyone kind of recognizes a form of their childhood, but you know you're never getting that back. She hears the satyr woman, you know, dismiss these memories and claims that she's been holding so dear for many months now after her friend disappeared. But that kind of nostalgic sadness kind of slips onto her face, and she remembers these moments of finding friends and not having that same connection anymore. And as she's thinking about these moments where she felt like she was losing connections with her friends, she thinks back to a terrible time in that cell where she was so worried she wasn't going to be able to help her friends because actions were something she couldn't stomach. And she thinks back on the princess and what happened to her, and all of a sudden it's like something goes off and all of these reminiscent moments kind of connect together. And suddenly she sees as that soul of the princess came back to her, that soul's been trapped here. And in this moment of great confusion, she goes pale, like white as a sheet. And she looks back at Reading and goes, this isn't just our dream selves here, these are our souls. Your soul's been trapped here while the corruption takes over your body. Rudy, what's happening? You weren't responsible for this corruption, right? Right?
No.
But you know of it. Why did you guys take over Zazriel? I've spoken with you, Rudy. You've helped me out my friends before. I want to believe that Zazriel's an old man, and trust me, I've had plenty of adults talk down to me. You do know manners. You do know respect. You do know kindness. What led you to this path? Are we on the right ones? Did you let this happen? Are you trying to protect the souls? Say something!
Would you rather be stuck here or stuck in a body you can't control?
Are you stuck here in your body out there you can't control?
Persephone is cruel.
Persephone.
Nyx and Medusa do her bidding.
You still love her?
I still do.
If you go out there, are you gonna help her? But you wouldn't, would you? You created this place to at least ease some of the suffering their actions are doing.
You ask a lot of me, child.
But you've always entertained my questions till now.
You want to do anything else on your turn?
I don't know, I feel like I've done a lot here. But, can I insight check that last little bit to see if you actually would help Medusa? This might not go well, I'm not good at this kind of thing. But I have inspiration from Libby, so who knows? Hey. Mm-hmm. That'll be a 21.
Jeez. He doesn't know. So he's not lying. He loves her. You can see that. I think even Ziba, in your young age, you understand someone who is standing at the precipice of their entire life spread before them, and they have no idea where it will lead. All he can do is make a decision right now, and from there, place one foot in front of the other.
All right.
As we go to Scylla.
The vines are on a reedy drop. And I think in the same kind of action, seeing that Ziba sort of has it, calls attention over to the sword that's still up, hanging out by the gate, and immediately sends it as those two, if one of those guards or two of those guards start walking towards the gate, meets them here and just hangs and holds.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And that's going to be it. Scylla's very intently watching what's going on.
Scylla, I think while you're intently watching what's going on, you see Mary emerging from the crowds back by the trees, kind of close to Livy, maybe within 20 feet of Livy, who's standing in front of the gate. And Mary looks very nervous, like she really wants to just bolt for the gate, but because Livy is there, she's second guessing it. So you see that. You moved your sword. That was your bonus action. Yeah. So you still have an action and your movement if you want to take those.
Yeah. I think Mary hasn't seen me. I see Mary.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone sees Scylla, all of a sudden they don't. And I'm going to cast Misty Step and get behind Mary. And I'm going to get right in her shell and go, no, no, you're staying right here.
She kind of freezes and relaxes.
Don't do anything.
I can still taste your blood in my mouth.
Choke on it.
She turns around and faces you, a smile on her face. I like you.
You won't.
How do you get him to move away, huh?
Why don't you stop talking?
Her toes tapping really impatiently.
You can cut that out too.
With that, you watch as she shifts form in front of you, Scylla, as a bat appears.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Is she casting a spell?
She is.
Is this within 60 feet of Morgus?
I don't know. Let's use the rule.
Let's check.
Mage hand this bitch right in the
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm going to counterspell that. Like, bitch, no. Bitch, no. What are we doing? Do we, depending on the level of the spell, what do we gotta do?
I need to look it up.
She's okay. Stuck halfway. Take 6 points of embarrassment damage for getting stuck halfway.
It's a fourth level spell.
Okay, I am just gonna cast this at third level, so we need to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my spell casting modifier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. M wizard. Do it. Nope, that's the abjuration wizard. Never mind. Okay. Oh, I rolled an 11 plus 4 for a 15.
I rolled a 2.
So, for flavor, can Morgus, like, react just a little bit late so she's got, like, the bat nose but nothing else?
Sure. Sure. Okay. You see, like the flared nostrils and the skin and the little, like, square piece.
Yeah. Morgus is, like, kind of looking off in the distance and then...
She, like, screams in your face, Scylla, and begins to turn to walk towards the gate. But she's gonna move with the crowd in her proper turn.
Watch those that? Shoes. They look really uncomfy.
Takes us back to our final person, Zazriel, who lifts the Morning Star as a beacon and begins to walk towards Livy. Kind of places it on top of the gate. And just says, "Well, hold the way. Return to your realm." Opening the floodgates for folks to begin to exit, and they do so. It's slow going, but people begin to filter through the door. So we head back to the top of the order to Morgus.
Okay. Morgus is going to walk a little bit closer to the gate, and I imagine there is just a crowd here. Mm-hmm. So if the crowd is gathering in front of the gate, I want to be off to the edge, and I'm focusing more on those nightmare shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do anything, but I'm going to like maybe waggle a little dwarven finger and just look at him and go, "I have not harmed you, but if you get too close, I'm going to send you right back across that river."
Love it.
And I think that's going to be Morgus's turn.
Okay.
For now.
Livy.
I think Livy has been really, like, focused on maintaining his song. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, he jerked a bit when he noticed, when he saw the counterspell, and was kind of surprised that Mary is still fucking here. And his eyes widen a little bit, but he continues to play the song. As he's going to Livy's going to stay here, and if anyone tries to interrupt anyone who leaves, he is going to he's going to attack them, and if Mary gets close, he's going to have something to say to her.
Yeah. Right. Poldar lays down, sets his head in his paw. Sasha seems content, hanging out. Rudy. Looks at Godfrey. She won't be happy.
That'll make two of us.
I need the ring. Looks back at Sibba.
Yours. I have no right to keep it from you. I just ask one thing of you, Rudy. I can't claim to know the business or minds of gods. I'm not even old enough to really get my own allotment of the payment every month from the government. But there's one thing I do know, and that's family. Medusa and even Nyx, they are your family. And you've lost family too. So have I. But family does not let people go down what you call yourself a cruel path and do cruel things. A mother's love is sometimes scolding. And sometimes we all need help. People can also be redeemed. But I give this back to you. Don't go down. Don't let them go down. You yourself know to be a cruel path. And don't be cruel to them. Please help them redeem themselves. So that maybe we can all live a little bit of a more kind world. And we'll give him back his ring.
Takes a big sigh.
I think that's what your mother wanted too, right? Giving you this.
I may need someone to help me straighten the polarity of my moral compass. He doesn't stop staring at you as you look around.
So we'll kind of give like a awkward like that glance at Godfrey. Like, I can't be the moral compass, right? We'll kind of look up at Rudy and be like, oh, okay. You definitely are meeting me. I mean, I guess I did already say, how can I help?
Snorts, and the ring in his nose kind of tinkles. takes the ring from you and puts it on his finger and begins to walk towards the gate.
And I guess we're following.
He looks back to the shepherds. Stand down. Don't report to me anymore. As he walks towards the gate. I believe Godfrey held your movement to follow, which you do so. You'd like.
Before Isabel steps out of the gate, following Arudi, I think she'd look back at Zazriel and be like, you need to do better. I know they weren't kind to you either and trapped you in a hole. They made you suffer. But whether you think you're excused from it or not, people still suffered at your hand. And there are things you need to learn of this new world. There's always, always learning. Please do better. There's a lot in your hands.
Nods down at you. The shepherds, the ones returning, one with a dancing sword very close to their face, the other one out of breath as he continues to try to run to get closer, stops at Morgus's threat. And then Arudi sees them and yells for them to stand down as well. And they both just kind of look at each other and then look to Zazriel, who just gives a motion of, like, shoo with his hand.
Quick glare from Zippa.
And they start to fly back up. If anyone looks up after them, you see the same amount of Nightmare Shepherds in the sky as there were before. Arudi just happened to have 4 to stand with him. That takes us to Godfrey.
Gives a quick whistle for Garakias. Walk through the gate. I see Mary as we pass. The mask will just stare over at her. We find you in our camp again. We're going to kill you. And I walk through the gate.
All right. Arudi, Godfrey, Garakias,
about Anubis,
and Sibba an issue? Have gone through the gate. Along with a bunch of other people. Zazriel continues to hold his mace as a beacon above the gate so folks know where they're going. As the crowds start to clear, though, that becomes less and less necessary. We'll do one more round. After this. But Scylla. Nope. Sibba is through the gate. So yes, Scylla, what would you like to do?
Scylla's going to start walking by the gate, calls back the dancing long sword, and kind of looks up and yells up, hey, I'm sorry about that, but I just wanted to offer, with the unexpected change in management, it might be worth your time to think about a union. Just something to think about. And continues walking towards the gate. And if Mary is still hanging about, watching, following Godfrey's threat, we won't just kill you. We'll tear you apart. Stay the fuck away from this camp. And we'll head on through.
All right. Scylla heads through. Morgus.
think Morgus is going to look around at the trees up at the Nightmare Shepherds and over at Zazriel. As Morgus, I'll turn around. As I do, I'll get out the book that I've been writing a lot of calculations in. And at Zazriel's feet, I'll reach down and like pluck a blade of grass. Open my book to my recent calculations and show it to Zazriel.
Dreams fascinate me because they're close to memory. Memory is like a window through time. I am seeking to understand how to open that window.
And he holds up the blade of grass.
May I keep this, study it, understand more.
Gives the same slow nod to Morgus, and then adds, in common, find Francois.
Morgus's brow sort of furrows and his eyes squint.
I will. Thank you.
And then Morgus will close the book and put the little blade of grass. He'll kind of clutch it in his hand, and right before he steps to the gate, he'll look over at Mary.
If you try to hurt Livy again, I will find a way to unmake you. Or at least make that nose permanent, you vain bitch.
Then I'll step through.
Love it. Livy. At this point, all the known faces have made it through. Ella has made it through. Our goblin friends have made it through. The dragonborn has made it through. There are only a few satyrs left. Mary. Samantha? And Samantha has made it through. Yes.
You'll find out soon. I got distracted by the gods. I should have been addressing that issue.
Livy, what are you doing?
You're going to originally completely ignore Mary, which I'm sure she's going to love. Go to Zyrafil, and he's going to say, I'm very proud of you. That feels opposite to a god, but you've been hurt, and I think it would have been very understandable to not listen to us or Rudy and take it out on these people, and you didn't. I know Morgus already and Ziva already talked to you, so I will not hamper too much. I understand immortality can be emotionally exhausting. So if you need someone to talk to you so that you stop connecting with the people you've sworn to protect, my life is much longer lived than any mortal's. and I will be there if you so need me.
I'm not one for conversation, but I'll keep that in mind.
He nods and just continues playing music. Mary, I'm not going to threaten you. Listen. Just let yourself be forgotten for both of our sakes. Like these shards of grass or these leaves in the wind. Let yourself fade from our minds. Please. And then he'll go through the portal. Still playing that little melody.
You told me that's not vicious mockery. Let yourself be forgotten.
Everyone goes through the portal. All of you smell the fresh grass. You wake as you walk through, sort of like a dream. And your physical bodies, Godfrey, Arudi, and Garakaius, just walking out the same way they did before to find their friends sleeping in the grass.
Can I wake up like this was a nightmare?
Like, oh my god! I'm alive!
All around you, satyrs are waking as well. One of them says, where's my biscuit?
I think Morgus sort of...
I need a drink. That was a lot.
And I'm gonna check my palm, the palm of my hand. Do I still have the blade of grass?
You still have the blade of grass?
Yes.
Oh god, Marcus, please tell me that's a sprig of mint.
No, it's dream grass, and it's mine.
Oh, tastes like an owlbear shat in my mouth. How long were we asleep?
It's a very good question.
I really thought telling people to live their lives would got me killed by now.
I'm gonna get out, like, my water skin, and like I'm gonna use a little bit of control flame to make some tea for anybody who wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this tea gonna taste normal?
Okay. Livy doesn't have to go to the bathroom. I rolled a do I have to go to the bathroom check. That's a no. I rolled a constitution save. Or a pee save, I guess.
That's what prestidigitation is for.
I don't think I wanna know.
Oh no.
This dream magic does a lot of things. Like it makes you sleep for an infinite amount of time. You don't get super hungry, but man, it can't stop you from pissing yourself. It's one thing.
Yep.
That magic can't do.
It's the one feature that's indistinguishable from death. Loss of loss of control.
Oh no. So he takes out his little handkerchiefs and starts eating them, like eating the blue off of them. He's very hungry.
Rudy just sits down in the grass, like very heavily, next to you all.
Was it immediate? Better Rudy and Godfrey and Garakai show up, or is it a bit of a walk for us?
It's a little bit of a walk. There's time to have had a conversation, if that's what you're asking.
But I think I'll wait until we're back at camp to have it.
Okay.
We already have a Rudy sitting down. So who is Persephone?
Just got snacks.
Or what does Persephone want?
She was one of us, or them, I guess, rather. Since I've always been a bit of an outsider of the group. She was the worst of us, to be honest. No real skills. Just a smooth talker. And during the war, we took refuge in the underworld. Became friends with Hades. She became a close comrade and advisor to him. We all could see the writing on the wall, though. She didn't care about him. She cared about the realm. And the rest of them thought that was okay.
You didn't?
I think I better understand the power of the first gods. They don't fear them, which means they don't understand that killing them kills everything in which they would have power over. That back there was never a fight. At least, not a balanced one.
Were they bad at their jobs?
Who?
The old ones. Why else would you fight back?
I didn't. Well, my father never liked me, so take that as you will. In terms of good or bad. He's always caught up in his room of clocks and talking about how everything exists all at once at the same time. But it feels, it's very heady and complicated, and I just wanted to be in the woods with my mom.
Did you run away?
Not really. I just chose her over him, and he always hated it. Then when he killed her... he just... took it a step further and cursed me with her power. Druid crafts a little daisy and hands it to you, Zippa.
Cursed?
For me.
I mean, I have my mother's little cowlick in the front of my hair. And some might think that a curse, but I think deep down, I'm glad to have something to always remind me of her.
Did you say a cowlick?
Yeah, this little thing right here. Never goes where I want it to. Looks like a cow licked me up the head. A little curl. Going away, leaving. Something that I don't feel like I can control. You know?
Chomps his bovine mouth and kind of like licks his own tongue. Did I answer your question, Godfrey?
No. I asked what she wanted and you told me who she was.
You asked who she was first, right?
And what she wanted.
Yeah.
You said she was cruel.
She wants power. She wants to not be trapped in the Underdark. I honestly think maybe she just wants the sun on her face, but no one wants her here, so...
I thought she cared for the realm.
Persephone?
Yeah. Or you just meant for the power over the realm and not actually the realm itself.
The power.
That's different.
But everyone cares for the realm in their own way. It's the place that everyone wants to be. It's the place that everyone wants the praise. The person who gets it all is nowhere to be found.
Who's that?
So it's the perfect time, right? No one's seen or heard from Mysheria in over 100 years. Feel like we waited enough. Mm. Vacation is out of the picture.
We heard her voicemail.
Follow your heart. He looks over at Godfrey at that point. Did you know that vampire?
You mean Mary?
Is that her name?
Apparently. Godfrey looks over at Livy. Hadn't met her before then.
That's the name she chose when we met, but I have no idea how old she is. Could be a pseudonym.
So that's a kind of?
Kind of. That's the name she goes by, at the very least.
And why do you hate her? He's trying to turn the conversation away from himself, but he's Living just such a slow-going guy that is not super slick.
Livy winces really badly at that. She was my professor when my parents passed away, and then we entered into a romantic relationship. And she told me if I became a vampire, I would never have to be alone again. But if I told her no, she would leave. And I was terrified. Sorry, it's a very painful thing to talk about.
Speaking of painful things to talk about, why is a Medusa with Persephone? She didn't seem cruel from your memory of her.
People change. Power changes people. Grief changes people.
Yeah, people never want to think that they're the one in the wrong. Why does she think what she's doing is right?
Your guess is as good as mine, kid.
It can't have just happened overnight. You were happy. You cared for each other. What happened?
Our son died.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
I might. I might be able to. One second.
It might take a long second. He has a lot of books.
Yeah, Livy like goes through his notes. I thought he had a name and I thought I wrote it down.
Do we have this information? Was it in a mushroom book or a flashback?
I don't know. And that's where we're going to end. That is it. That's the end of the Nightmare Realm / Dream Realm arc. I hope y'all really, really liked it. We have something fun and new in store. The party had two directions to pick from. You'll hear it in real time in upcoming episodes. They picked the one I did not think they were going to pick, of course. So prepping that as we speak. If you didn't catch the finale of season one of But Then What, our storytelling improv session, be sure to check that out over on YouTube. The podcast version is coming out this Friday. Be on the lookout for that. And as always, We May Not All Be Heroes is available wherever you find your favorite books online. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. I hope you have a really great day. Thank you.